Trump supporting women launch Buster to boot Nancy Pelosi from power in 2020. By Matthew Boyle on February 5, 2020. The pro-Trump group Women for America First has launched a forthcoming bus tour to push to remove House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from power in 2020. An effort to energize support behind Republican candidates to make Pelosi the only speaker in history to lose the majority twice. The effort, dubbed Boot Pelosi, begins with a bus tour kickoff in Pelosi's hometown of San Francisco, California, on March 14. The bus tour will travel coast to coast all the way to Miami, Florida for a total of 9,593 miles with many stops along the way. The website for the effort notes that Pelosi has been defeated by Republicans before, and it can happen again. We did it in 2010 and we can do it again in 2020. The BootPelosi.com bus tour website says, "Let's take the gavel from Pelosi's hands one final time and send her into retirement." Pelosi's conduct during President Donald Trump's State of the Union address on Tuesday evening, where, at the end, she ripped up the document containing the speech, has drawn sharp condemnation from all sides. In a statement announcing the Boot Pelosi effort, Chairwoman of Women for America First Amy Kramer ripped Pelosi for her classless conduct during Trump's address. Kramer said, "Speaker Pelosi, you acted in a manner that was classless and unbecoming of the office that you hold. You were disrespectful to the American people, the heroes recognized in the historic speech, and to both the office of the President of the United States and the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives. Regardless of partisan politics and any personal dislike of President Donald J. Trump, it is incumbent upon you to show proper respect for the office of President of the United States of America. We demand that you apologize to President Trump and to the nation. To retake the House majority in 2020, Republicans only need to flip a net 18 seats from Democrat to GOP hands, and there are 30 districts across the country where President Trump won in 2016 that are currently represented by a Democrat. There are another 20 or so districts that Democrat Hillary Clinton won in 2016 that Republicans think they can win in 2020. So the possibility of Republicans retaking the House, especially with President Trump at the top of the ticket this year, is very real."